Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Anybody else think Rudy looks like Freddie Mercury today?
Hey, Freddie.
Put your teeth out. Oh my God!
See?
Really doesn't.
It was the weirdest thing. He was in the other room, and I looked over and I went, "Oh my God, he could be Freddie Mercury right now." I don't know, just the way your hair is, and with that mustache.
Yeah, it's the stash.
Show me the teeth.
Oh yeah, See,
it really changes it.
Yeah,
and you know all the words to that song, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
So, I don't know, Rudy.
I got to get myself a wife beater and a choker and start going out and making some bucks, huh?
Oh, dude, you could be a Freddie impersonator, and he was short, right?
I think he was a little bit taller than me. I think 5'8 is what he
So close enough.
In. Yeah, close enough.
Dude, you could just be going up and down the strip in Las Vegas and getting money for this.
Be awesome, man.
Yeah.
Make my way over to Hollywood Boulevard and hang out with the guy who spray paints his entire body gold.
Oh, yeah. He's a hot commodity. Mm-hmm. Or the naked cowboy in New York.
Yeah.
Be right by him.
I am going full Spider-Man in the ice fishing shanty this weekend, so... Got a full Spider-Man getup I'm bringing. The guys don't know it yet. No, not the mask. No. The whole getup. I got the suit and everything.
Like the tight.
The tight.
Is it going to show your pecker?
Yeah.
You're going to watch out. Those fish are going to start biting.
Yeah.
That worm.
Outline of my little minnow hanging out.
Yep. You've seen that before.
Little minnow. Mm-hmm. Oh, rooted toot toots. Little minnow. Mm-hmm.
The fish is like, I'm in.
So speaking of Rudy and his sex playlist, we were talking about this the other day about all of his various songs. Did you realize that one of your songs is also a favorite of the artist?
No.
Neo has sex to his own music. And I believe Neo is on your list, isn't it?
Yeah, there was one Neo song in there, yeah.
Okay, listen to this.
You've made so many amazing songs. Are you on your own romantic playlist?
Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna love me like me, damn it.
I mean, what does it feel like making love to your own single? I mean, that's a rap lyric in itself. Someone's already said that.
No, normally it's by request. I don't go, hey, baby. Yeah, normally that's the
question. Is that in the moment or a discussion that happens before?
It's happened both ways, honestly.
You're an icon. You are being changed to my profile picture.
Wow. How smooth are you? And you're like, either way, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? You'd like to hear some Neo? Let me play me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he makes sexy music and he does sexy moves to it. So if you're in that situation, why wouldn't you want to see him make sexy moves while he's playing his song with you?
Oh, that went on long.
Why would you want to do it the way you thought about it? Isn't
you're doing the thing and I went there
for a second, and then I had to come back.
Yeah,
you just
visually hooked up with Neo. Is that what you just did?
I just saw some stuff.
Okay, all right.
So is it like that with you, Rudy?
With my own music? No.
He listens to the Cat Kissers.
That's what I was thinking.
Love that when we start talking about men and playlists of sex songs, Dez has to have a little salt snapped in her nose. She's like, what happened? Where are we? What are we doing?
Parents' basement? Where are we?
What happened now, Taylor? T-Bone, what?
Seriously, what if your mother-in-law heard you say that this morning, that you have sex with her son a lot in her house when she's there? What if she heard that?
Well, she was working at the time. That's why I felt like free to say it.
What if a friend of hers heard it and said, hey, Debbie, did you know that your daughter-in-law is taking your son to Pound Town all the time in your house?
Well, I would hope that that is not how she would say it.
Well, what if she does? What if she says something to you? Dez, I'm really uncomfortable with you doing whatever it is you do with my son in my home, in his childhood bedroom.
Ew, can you imagine if she said that?
I hope she does.
I hope she does, too. Could you imagine Orlin, big fan of the show? What if your dad, Orlin, heard you talking about all the different times you and Taylor...
high-fiver. That's my girl!
What if Vicky Joe was like, what are you two doing in my basement?
Guys, I know that nobody was listening this morning.
Yeah.
So that is why I said it. I will feel pretty stupid if my mother-in-law says something.
The good news is we're friends on Facebook and you don't think she listened. I can just send her a message real quick.
Yeah.
Don't you dare tell her about this podcast.
I have his mom or her mom's cell phone number. Yeah, I can text her real quick.
You do that and I'll get to the mother-in-law and we'll get this whole thing figured out.
And I'll get a hold of Crisco's nephew, Roman, and then he'll definitely play the podcast for your family for sure.
Oh, for sure.
He's
he'll
all
play
about
it.
Calling people out on the podcast.
100%. If anybody says something, he's like, hey, I've got a new podcast. My mom, no joke. She goes, yeah, I heard your last 5 or 6 podcasts. They were pretty funny. She goes, you guys get a little filthy on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a little, I go, why are you lit? Roman had it on the other day. God, Roman, stop it.
He is naughty.
Well, stop listening to the podcast with her.
Yeah.
She has no idea where to get it.
He's the worst.
God, Roman.
Is this really happening? Casting call for kids in Minneapolis?
Yes, this is pretty crazy. There's four. You sound not happy about it, Rudy?
No, I know about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's a casting call. There's 3 main casting calls happening in Minnesota, and one's going to actually be held this Saturday at the Mall of America, and they're looking for kids ages 7 to 10 to portray a precious 8-year-old who is a brunette with brown eyes.
I thought it was precocious.
Precocious.
Did I say precocious?
No, oh, you didn't.
I did not say precocious. Wow.
Looking for a precious child.
I looked fast. That's on me. That's me. And also a blonde with blue eyes. So.
What is a role for? Exactly?
Trying to maneuver the sun around
just
here.
Just to be precious.
Precious and precocious.
I'm precious. Every mom is like, my kid is precious. We're on our way.
Oh, wow. How old's Kinley?
11.
Dang it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just out of the cut. I just thought for people listening to the podcast, maybe they have a precious, precocious child.
Yeah. Get some of that Disney money.
Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine getting in? Look at Selena Gomez. Didn't she start on Disney Channel like at 14 or something like that and just ran
all
with
of
it?
All of them did. Like all the big stars.
Yeah, yeah, Demi Lovato. They all just ran with it and now are in their mid-20s with a ton of money and they're just singing now.
Oh, wow.
God. Okay.
Well, good luck with that. So this is a Mariah Manson mashup.
Yes.
I didn't like this. Rudy sounds like he's a fan.
I think it's hilarious. There's been somebody that's been out there doing a few of these. In fact, I heard one the other day with Mariah Carey and Radiohead's Creep.
Oh.
And oddly, very good.
Okay, well, let's listen to it. Marilyn Manson and Mariah Carey, Rudy?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yuck.
No. I actually think I'm going to like it.
Ew. Okay, you will, I have to take my headphones off.
Yeah,
this
you will like it.
Horrifying.
No, listen.
Yeah. This sounds like the stuff my nightmares would be made of. Turn that on at the Des Christmas.
Oh my gosh, I love it. But I had a weird thing for just a very short period of time for Marilyn Manson, and I love Mariah Carey. So that was like a
you had
very
a thing for Marilyn Manson?
Not like my Post Malone thing, not like I was in love with him or anything or I had a crush on him. Oh. I just really liked that album.
Yeah, the Antichrist Superstar. Yeah, great record. Yeah.
I went and saw him in concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was enjoyable, but I did feel a titch out of place.
That is the last place I'd ever expect to see you.
The beautiful people.
Is that where you had brunette hair?
No.
Oh.
That was way later.
Dang it. I thought that was that face.
No.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You, Marilyn Manson, 2 things I never thought would go together.
Oh, yeah. I really was big into Metallica for a while, too. There's a lot of little secrets I have, guys. Yeah. You maybe don't.
Metallica makes sense. Marilyn Manson's got a certain crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where Des and I met was Metallica.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
really?
Weird?
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't Metallica? Are we sure it wasn't one of those shows?
I would love to see Des at a Metallica show.
Did she make a comment about your size at that Metallica concert too?
Too loud.
Yeah.
Too loud. She's just yelling over, my name is Des. Can I have some of your pizza? I was like, it's nice to meet you, Des. Sure. Like,
hi, little boy.
You're already eating it.
She's like, I don't know how they let you in, but where are your cookies? Yeah. How did you get out of the tree?
It's funny you say little boy, because at that concert that night, I had gotten off the air and went to the Target Center, and I was starving because I didn't get there until like 7:30. So we had a couple of beers. Show goes on. It's like 9:15, 9:30. I'm like, I better put something in my stomach. So I run down the hallway and grab a slice of pizza. And as I'm walking back to my seats, we're kind of walking through this area where a bunch of doors are to get into suites. And I'm eating my pizza, and I'm kind of half in the bag. And I come around this corner, and I run into just a meat wall. Like the biggest man I have ever seen in my life, and I ran headfirst into Brock Lesnar.
Oh, he is a big dude.
And on the other side of him was Ben Lieber and Chad Greenway, from both from the Minnesota Vikings. And I look up and I'm like, oh my God, like this guy's gonna snap my head off like a dandelion. And he looks down at me and goes, I like pizza. And I just offered my pizza and he took it and I walked around him and walked back to my seat and had a beer. I'm like, I think I almost got beat up by Brock Lesnar and he just stole my pizza.
I love so much that he bullied you on your pizza. Instead of beating you up, he just did the mean thing a kid would do. He goes, I like pizza.
Yeah.
You can have it then, please.
Ben Lieber's like, did you just take that little kid's pizza?
I'm just glad that it was Brock Lesnar. When he started the story, I thought the meat wall was me.
And boy, it was like one of those angels. You could just make it a little side in
there. Later in the night, Dez actually did take my pizza too. So lose.
Rudy. Jeez. Does everybody just look at you and think, I can pick on this guy?
No, look at that little kid with that beard. Come here, you little rascal.
To be fair, I thought you were going to say I jumped off my high chair to start that story. And I was like, wait a minute.
I want that piece of pepperoni back.
I really thought that's how it was going to start. I was like, wait a minute. This is a kid's story.
Put on his high tops and took a run for it. Uh-huh. Oh, little Rudy Toot Toot.
With his propeller. Just spin that thing.
Rudy, you're just as cute as you always were.
Thank you.
Oh, I just love that you met over Metallica.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I learned something about you two today.
I love that you asked a stranger for his pizza.
He was kidding about that.
I don't think he was.
Not at all.
I don't think he was. I can believe it. Is that hard to believe?
Not at all, Dez.
Not at all.
No.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's delicious. I wouldn't know, but yeah.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.